The governor fills a vacancy on the State Board of Education. An audit finds the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office overspent its budget. And a new effort to keep an Osage County wind farm operational. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 29th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt has decided to shake up the State Board of Education makeup again. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Stitt appointed a new member to the board Monday.
In February, Stitt ousted three board members who faithfully voted with State Superintendent Ryan Walters for 2 years. The remaining members are the only two who weren't at a previous board meeting that saw the passage of new administrative rules to count undocumented school children, rules Stitt has come out against. Stitt replaced them with three new appointees who have pushed back in the last two board meetings on everything from academic standards to certifying past meeting minutes. And now, retired special education teacher Becky Carson will be joining the 7-member board, making Stitt's new appointees the majority. Carson's spot has been open for about a year and a half. Her nomination is subject to Senate approval. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Testimony shows persistent financial mismanagement happened at Oklahoma's mental health agency. Sierra Pfeiffer has details from a House Investigative Committee's third hearing.
An independent review by the Legislative Office of Fiscal Transparency found major problems at the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, including a lack of transparency, budgeting discrepancies, and years of financial mismanagement. Director Regina Burcham says the agency needs to rebuild its budget from the ground up.
I think we need to go back to basics, take a look at what the agency is statutorily or constitutionally required to provide, get an estimate on those actual costs, and start building out line items for what they have to do.
Lawmakers are trying to determine if a $6.2 million emergency request will keep the department operating until July. Investigators will continue digging in to millions of dollars in unexplained budget gaps. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The state auditor found the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office spent about $4 million over its budget. KGOU's Hannah France reports the Cleveland County Board of Commissioners requested the investigation.
State Auditor Cindy Byrd released the second part of her audit into the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office late last week. It includes findings showing the agency's failure to stay within its $18.4 million budget for fiscal year 2024, and evidence the agency spent money that had not been properly encumbered. Specifically, the audit lists a poor budgeting process, improper controls over travel expenses, and the lack of an annual schedule of actual incarceration costs as examples of budgetary mismanagement. In a press release, Byrd also mentioned the office's turnover of staff responsible for financial matters. Last September, the agency announced layoffs mainly to administrative staff as a result of financial troubles. I'm Hannah France.
The state of Oklahoma is asking a federal judge to keep an Osage County wind farm up and operational, even though it was ordered to be dismantled late last year. Katie Hallam has details on this latest development in a decade-long lawsuit.
Last December, clean energy company Enel was ordered to pay millions of dollars in legal fees and damages and to remove wind turbines built in Osage County by the end of this year. However, the company has filed an appeal and requested a pause, which was eventually granted. Now, Oklahoma's Solicitor General has filed a brief in support of Enel. The state argues the company violated the law and should pay damages, but because construction ceased a decade ago, requiring them to remove the turbines is overkill. The company says the cost of removal could total nearly $300 million. Enel argues based on that cost alone, it should continue to operate in Osage County. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to KGOU's recently rebranded Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Ashar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.